What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful day. And as we kick off this week's episode, I would love for us to take a moment and just center ourselves in a little bit of gratitude. Before we dive into talking about Einstein today and some of his timeless wisdom, I want you to just ask yourself, what's one thing in your life that you could just be grateful for, whether it's extremely grateful, whether it's a little bit grateful? What's something that you could be grateful for? Is it a relationship that you have in your life that you just feel grateful to have that person in your life? Is it there's something happening in your business or your career and you're just grateful that you have an opportunity that's come into your life? Is it something else in your life? Maybe it has to do with your health or traveling, but just ask yourself, what's one thing that you can be deeply grateful for in your life? And I want you to carry this piece of gratitude with you throughout the rest of today. And if you can, carry it with you throughout the rest of the week. All right, so let's dive into this week's episode. If you have not yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can join us every single week on this podcast. And today we're going to be diving into unveiling Einstein's timeless wisdom, life lessons from the genius himself. And as we dive into it, I want to share a story with you to kind of share with you what we're going to talk about today. And the story is there was this man who lived not far from a river. He was about a mile from the river. It was the Mississippi River, to be in fact. And every single day, this man would go fish. It was his favorite thing to do in his life. He just loved the thrill of, you know, you throw in a rod, you pull out a fish. And some days, if you at least change locations, you never know what's going to come out once you fish. It could be so many different types of fish. And so he loved this idea of every day giving himself time to basically go on the thrill of what might he catch. And to fill you in on this man's story a bit more, every single day he had a routine. He would wake up, he would make his cup of coffee, he would have a little bit of breakfast, usually a small bowl of cereal. And at about 8:15, he would go walk to this river. And again, it was about a mile away, so it wouldn't take that long. He had the same process every day. He would put his boots on, he would get his fishing pole ready, he'd get his, you know, tackle box ready. He would walk to the river. He'd get there shortly after. And for about 2 hours every single day, he would sit at the same spot. He would use the same lure, the same bait, and he'd always throw in his rod over and over and over. And what was interesting is his family noticed that every single day he'd come back, they'd ask him, hey, what did you catch today? What'd you get? Did you get anything? You know, and every single day they started to notice that it was the same answer. He goes, no, I didn't have anything today, but you know, I'm really hopeful that tomorrow, I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna put my boots on, I'm gonna leave at 8:15, I'm gonna get to the river and I'm gonna catch something. And over and over, he would continue to catch nothing. And it happened for weeks. It eventually turned into months. It eventually turned into years. And what was interesting is as his family saw this continue to happen, they would talk to him about, oh, you're not catching anything. It's been, you know, at first it was a few weeks. What's happening? Why aren't you catching anything? He'd go, I don't know. He goes, I go to the spot. I throw my rod in every single day. I throw same exact place. I throw it in the same exact place. I just know if I keep doing this over and over, eventually one day a fish has got a bite. And always he would get nothing. And his family would suggest to him, they'd say, well, why don't you go up the river a little bit or down the river? Or why don't you change the bait? Or maybe, you know, why don't you go all together just to a completely different place? And he was hard-headed, this man, over and over and over. He'd say, no. I don't need to go up the river. I don't need to go down the river. I know if I just keep doing it here, if I keep doing it this way over and over, I know eventually I'm going to get a fish. And unfortunately, as the story kind of ends, this man went years of his life, decades of his life, never really catching anything, never really achieving what he wanted to achieve. And that's really where this pulls us into the timeless wisdom of Einstein that we want to talk about today, which is his famous quote of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over, but expecting some type of a different result. And as you look at this man who was fishing as a perfect example, this is what he lived in his life, is he was so hard-headed that he was not open to changing his way of doing things. He was not open to suggestions from other people. He was not open to really changing his approach. He was so stuck in the idea that if I do the same thing over and over and over, eventually it's going to work. But as we look at Einstein's wisdom, and I would encourage you to even look at this in your own life, I think we can all agree that if we do the same thing over and over and over, we always get the same result. And so what we want to look at in your life today is really three ways that insanity can show up and can keep you stuck from achieving the things that you want to achieve in your life, whether that's in your health, whether that's in a relationship, whether that's in finances, whether that's in a career. There's really three main ways that we want to dive into on how insanity can show up in your life and where you want to start spotting awareness around this so that you can begin to change it, take a different approach to ultimately get a different result by doing something different. So the first place that insanity can show up in your life is it happens in the actions that we take in our life, right? So the action for this fisherman, right, was every day he'd throw the same rod in the same place with the same tackle, the same bait, the same exact place every single day. And sometimes what can happen is if we're going for, let's say, some fitness goal that we have, right? We go, I want to achieve a certain weight. I want to achieve a certain place in my fitness. Sometimes what can happen, and this is what I want you to ask yourself, it doesn't have to be for fitness, but for anything, is some people, they go, I want to be fit. And over and over and over, they take the same actions, right? They maybe go exercise here and there. They maybe don't watch their food intake a ton. They maybe sneak, you know, food that's not going to help them achieve their goal over and over and over. And they continue to do the same things, expecting that all of a sudden one day they're going to wake up and they're going to be fit, right? Another way that it happens is sometimes, let's say you have a career and you're in a job that you do not love. And you show up day after day after day, unhappy in this job. You go, you know what? If I just keep showing up in this job, I keep taking the same actions, doing my job, one day maybe fulfillment will show up at my front door. When the reality is if you do the same actions, you will in turn get the same results. So what I want you to ask yourself today is if there's something that you're pursuing in your life, professionally, personally, is there an action that you've been taking over and over and over that you might possibly need to start to change? Right? Is there an action when it comes to your health that you need to change? Is there an action when it comes to your career or your business that you need to change? And as you start to spot it and say, you know what, I do these three things over and over and over in this area, and I'm not seeing different results, I want you to get awareness around that. And once you do, then you open up a door where you can start to change your approach and do something different to ultimately get you a different type of result. So that's one way it can show up, is it shows up in our actions. Now, the second way that this can show up, and this is what is really interesting. A lot of the work that I do with Tony Robbins and with a lot of the organizations I work with, it comes down to sometimes there's actions in our life we do over and over and expect a different result. But if you go a layer deeper, like if we had an onion and you could pull this onion back, where the next layer lies when it comes to insanity is some of us have habits and we have patterns that we do over and over and over. So as an example, we look at this fisherman, right? What was his habit? His pattern. His pattern was every day he woke up at 8:15, he went to the same spot, he threw in the same line. That was a habit that he formed in his life. So if we have, let's say, a fitness goal we want to achieve, sometimes we get into the place where we have a habit where, you know what, every night when 8:45 rolls around, 9:30, whatever it is, we go to the freezer And we're going to pull out some sort of a dessert and we're going to do that. And that's just a habit that we have in our life. And that habit that is continuous is stopping us from achieving the result that we want in our life, right? Some of us, let's say, maybe have a habit of, if we want to pursue and achieve something in our business, we have a habit of shying away from doing things that are uncomfortable, right? Every time we go to push ourselves out of our comfort zone, try something new, sometimes we can have a habit that goes, oh, this is uncomfortable. I don't really like this. And because we have a habit that says, I don't really love discomfort, we never actually progress in our career. So my second question to you on our conversation, our podcast today, is it possible that there's a habit or a pattern when it comes to your life, your health, your career, that's holding you back and keeping you stuck in the place that you're stuck? Is there some pattern, some habit that you have that maybe you need to start to change the pattern, the habit? Again, a beautiful example is this one of maybe we have a habit of being not comfortable being uncomfortable. And because we're not comfortable being uncomfortable, we never really grow. So is it possible that we need to change that pattern, right? That habit of being uncomfortable with being uncomfortable, right? And we need to change that habit to saying, you know what? For at least the next 7 days, I'm going to test and try something new. And what I'm going to try that's going to be new is going to be a habit that says anytime discomfort comes, I get excited because I know it's an opportunity to grow. And maybe that's a new habit you implement, a new pattern you implement into your life. And when you do that, you're going to start to notice that you're going to get different results in all areas of your life because you've changed the pattern and the habit, which is a layer deeper than the actual actions, right? When you change the patterns, multiple actions change. All right. And then finally, the third way that insanity can show up in your life, right? Doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. And this is really the center of the onion, I would say. We pulled many layers back. And what the center of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, what it really comes down to is our belief system. And when we look at our belief system, we may have a habit, right, of I'm not super comfortable being uncomfortable, right? The actions are we're doing certain things over and over in our business. But where the core comes is we may have a belief system that says success is scary, right? Responsibility is scary, right? And because that's our belief system, we don't form the habits necessary, which in turn create the actions to create the result that we want. So the third question I would have for you, is there a belief system that is in your life that is not serving you, but you're continuing to do it over and over and over, right? A belief system I see all the time as I work with people is sometimes a belief system pops up around having a fear of failing, right? And the belief system is, man, failure is scary. Failure hurts. Failure is not what I want. But the reality is if you look at anyone that has achieved anything in their life, they have made friends with the fear of failure. They know that failure is part of the process. They know that they're going to trip, they're going to stumble, they're going to fall, they're going to fail. And it's in those failures that the lessons lie, which ultimately get them to the outcome they want. So maybe if you had a belief system that said, I really fear failure, maybe that's something that we need to begin to change, right? Because again, if we have the same fear of failure over and over and over, we do the same belief systems over and over and over, but we expect results in our life to change, it's insanity. So maybe you start to look at the belief system of, okay, do I have a belief system of something that is not serving me in my life? This example for today, we'll use the fear of failure, right? And maybe you change the belief system saying, oh, I'm afraid of failure. Failure's bad. So you begin to shift that thinking to saying, you know what? Failure is good. I'm going to create a new belief system that failure is part of the process. And when you begin to change that belief system into failure's not bad, failure's part of the process, and I am going to fail along the way, but I'm going to get a lesson, I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to use that for the next step, that begins to change the habits you have. that begins to change the actions that you have, and ultimately that begins to change the results and the outcomes that you achieve in any and all areas of your life. So as we start to wrap up the episode for today, again, the three ways insanity can show up in your life is, number one, it can show up in your actions. Number two, it can show up in your habits, in your patterns. And then finally, number three, it can show up in your belief system. So as you leave today's episode, start thinking about and asking yourself, where are there places in your life that you've been doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result? And how can you begin to shift that even just a little bit so that you can start to change the results and the outcomes that you get in your life? All right, I want to challenge you to make at least one change, one shift from your old way of doing the same thing over and over the next 7 days. All right, just change one thing and watch how things in your life begin to change. Again, another timeless quote is, if you want something different, you have to begin to do something different. So what is that different thing going to be? Is it going to be an action that's going to be different? Is it going to be a habit or a pattern that's different? Is it going to be a belief system that is going to be different? But choose to make one thing different over the next 7 days and watch how your life begins to change. All right, my friend, that is what we have for you today when we're talking about the timeless wisdom from Mr. Albert Einstein himself. If you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week on this show. And other than that, my friend, have a beautiful, wonderful, incredible rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.